Good afternoon, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Apologies for the late start this Thursday afternoon, but Con Ed having some fun in my building today. I had no power this morning, and I knew it was coming. That's why the video was set for 1 in the afternoon. But good times juggling your life without power. But now power is back, and I'm here talking to you fine folks. Hope everyone's doing well. Obviously, the big surprise of the day is Whitney Mercilus being back on the practice field. That's some pretty exciting stuff. The idea of getting Mercilus, at least getting his window open for these next 21 days for a possible return. A day after getting Za'Darius Smith back. Man, you talk about being able to send a bunch of different guys after the quarterback. That's some exciting possibilities. But we will see where Mercilus is at as he returns to practice here and how realistic his return to the field might be in the next couple weeks. But promising stuff. Promising stuff, no doubt about it. Hope everyone's doing well. Good to see everybody in the chat. So many regulars. Thanks, guys, for sticking with me. I'm sorry, like I said, for the late arrival this week. Let's give a shout out to DraftKings right away today, shall we? Because we got some new fun stuff to talk about. Ladies and gentlemen, the NFL playoffs are here, and DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, is kicking things off with a huge offer. Counting down to Super Bowl 56, new customers can get 56-1 odds on any wildcard team to win their game. Bet just $5 and win 280 in free bets if your team is victorious. That's right. Bet just $5 on any NFL playoff game, and DraftKings Sportsbook will give new customers an additional $280 in free bets if the team they choose wins their game. If Sportsbook isn't available in your state yet, you will have something to play for this wildcard weekend. Everyone can play for huge cash prizes with DraftKings Daily Fantasy. DraftKings is giving all new customers a free shot at millions of dollars in total prizes with their first deposit. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code Cheesehead. Can't stress that enough. Use the promo code Cheesehead and get 56-1 odds on any NFL team. Do it, people. Bet $5 to win 280 in free bets if your team wins. That's promo code Cheesehead at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Do it, people. You know you want to. Get on board. Let's go. Patrick, thank you for the super chat. Best lunch break of the year. Well, thank you. I'm glad to be here for you at lunchtime. Jocelyn, thank you for the super chat. NFC hoping Packers would show mercy, and they did. I see what you did there. I see what you did there, Jocelyn. I like it. I like it a lot. Got to make sure I don't miss any super chats. All right, got them all. Good. Hey, Nags, I can actually catch you live at this time. Mercilus is practicing. He is practicing. That's what we were just talking about. Kathleen, hello. I had nothing better to do than wait for you, so no problem here. Come on. I'm sure you had some other things to do. No doubt about it. Good timing for us on the Pacific Coast. LOL. Good afternoon, or good morning in your case. Hope you're doing well. Packers just got off the practice field. The collective media just spoke with Adrian Amos and Dean Lowry. They may even still be talking, but we'll also hear from the coordinators a little bit later this afternoon, probably just as soon as I get done right here. The wife is loving the beard. Well, thank you, Robin. Tell her thank you very much. What if it doesn't work in Denmark? That might be a problem. Wish I could help on the international front. Nags, here every day you are on to the best of my ability, having been following you for years, and I just love the content. I'm so much more educated about Packers in the game and learn because of you. Thanks. Thank you, Pogs. That's really nice of you to say. Thanks, man. Big B is here. What's up, Big B? I wouldn't be surprised if Jamal randomly showed up at practice. I mean, he requested his release and the Lions just did it. That'd be kind of fun. Did MVS practice today? No, Jeremy, he did not. As one of the only downer thing is going on about the Green Bay Packers at the moment is that MVS is still dealing with that back injury. Now, hopefully this week will give him the rest he needs to be back out there next week when they're gearing up for a game. But as of right now, no, MVS has not returned to practice. Callum, how are you, man? Good to see you. Thanks for wearing our shirt today. That was awesome. Am I worried about a possible matchup with the 49ers if we play them? No. I only worry about my children. I don't worry about the Packers or who they play. And the 49ers have a run game. There's no doubt about it. Guess who else has a run game? The Green Bay Packers. Guess who else has a really good defense? The Green Bay Packers. Guess who has the better quarterback? The Green Bay Packers. Guess who has the better offense? The Green Bay Packers. Just score the points you need to. Get up by two scores. Get after the quarterback. Jimmy G is going to throw you a couple, and away we go. No, I ain't worried about it. Landon, thank you for the super chat. If you could take two players from the 2010 Super Bowl team, one offensive and one defense, to add to this team, who would they be? I get this question a lot. I think I've said before, I'd probably take Colin Jenkins, maybe B.J. Raji. Nick Collins would obviously be tempting, but I'm going to stick with Colin Jenkins. And then with on the offensive side of the ball, I don't know, man. I don't know who they don't, you know. I guess, but, I mean, JerMichael was hurt, but he was on that team. I'd like to see him augment the tight end position. But I guess Jordy, maybe? Greg Jennings? Put Greg opposite Devontae, and it's a wrap, man. So, I don't know. It's a tough one. Chris, thanks for the super chat. Holy Merciless 2, I'm going to cry. Oh, man, I'm so excited. And Nags, I missed you this morning in my 10 o'clock hour, but worth it to see it now. Like I said, sorry, I had to adjust my schedule because of Con Ed, but good to be here. Pee-wee Pierre, thanks for the super chat. Both Dylan and Jones had over a total 1,000 yards. Yes, they did. We talked about that last week on transplants. We talked to AJ about it on Carry the G. But yes, 1,000 total yards for each of them. And the first time ever that a pair has done that and had 6 touchdowns each in the history of the Packers. That's pretty incredible. Quinn, thanks for the super chat. Damn, RD could be really scary. Could be. Now, we got the thing we got to pump our brakes on with Merciless is you got to remember, it just opens the 21-day window for him to return. It doesn't necessarily mean he's automatically back. Hopefully. And, of course, conveniently, we don't hear from LaFleur today, but, yes, potentially waves of pass rushers. Jeezy Baby, thanks for the super chat. Here is my token of appreciation. Very nice of you. Thank you, sir. Brett Swain, yes. Hey, man, Brett Swain follows me on Twitter. He's a good dude. Timbo Slice, thanks for the super chat. Excited to watch great football, no stress weekend. I mean, some of these games traditionally in the wild card weekend kind of fizzle and aren't great, but you got to think there will be one or two that are a lot of fun to watch, and it is nice not to have to stress out about anything and just kind of take in a weekend of football. It's always good, but I will be anxious to see who the Packers are going to play. No doubt about it. Too old for this. Thanks to the super chat. With Merciless coming back, I am expecting Raji next. Matt LaFleur Fedora Fund. Corey and I were talking about that last night on transplants. We're that much closer. Matt LaFleur, resplendent in his fedora after winning a Lombardi trophy. Can't wait. Jason, thanks to the super chat. We got a second Christmas. 3 All Pros coming back. My head is swimming. It doesn't suck. It does not suck. Dave, thank you for the super chat. How different would previous seasons have been if they had been played with these IR rules? Really hope they keep these rules in the coming years. I'm with you, Dave. It's something the players have been pushing for a long time. I think it's funny because ownership has, in the past, kind of really been almost straight up against the idea of bringing guys back or being able to bring guys back. Sorry, guys. But I think it went so well last year. In light of, you know, the additional rules that were put in place because of COVID, both sides really saw the advantages and really enjoyed the competitiveness of managing the rosters and being able to get guys who are really talented, who maybe had to be out for an extended time, but the ability to bring them back kind of added another kind of level of gamesmanship. And I think everybody kind of likes it and loves it, really. So hopefully, yes, that will be... most of it hopefully will be permanent going forward. That's something that will have to be bargained with between, you know, the NFLPA and the league. But I think I don't see a downside. I really don't. So hopefully. Landon, thanks for the super chat. I think I would take Woodson and Driver from 2010. That would be a wrap. I love it. I absolutely love it. No doubt about it. Fred, thanks for the super chat. Transplants was great as usual. Fedora fun. Thank you, Fred. Very nice of you. Make sure I didn't miss any. Oh, Chris. Ryan Pickett. Spill it, Pickett. I love Big Grease. Big Grease was the man. In my Kevin Green voice, it is time. I like it. Good day from London. What's up, Dale? Good day from New York City. I hope you're well. I think the IR stuff is making the GM be the GM more. Well, it gives him a lot more options. There's no doubt about that. And I asked Brian about it this offseason as far as, you know, really being able to maneuver guys up and down between the practice squad and the regular, the 53, being able to bring veterans onto your practice squad and things of that nature. And Brian was like, I love it. It's a pain in the ass for Russ. You know, the cap implications are vast. And that's a headache that thankfully Brian, for his sake, doesn't have to deal with. But I can only imagine how much of a nightmare it must be cap-wise with all the moving parts. Because it's always – the Packers have been a team that have traditionally had some roster churn at the bottom of the roster. That goes back to Ron Wolf. That's kind of their MO. That's how they operate. But, man, this is a whole new level. So I'm sure it's a bit of a pain for Russ, but he makes it all work. I just got off the phone with God. He said he's sending Reggie White back down for this playoff run. I'm down with it. Can we please have Big Dog go long at least once this postseason? I would love that. I don't know how open he'd be, but I love the idea. Moises, thanks for the super chat. What's one major aspect of the game people who have played the game notice or pay attention to that those who never played might not think about? I mean, there's so many different ones for so many different positions. And it's funny because when you talk to guys or you watch games with guys, they point this stuff out as like second nature. And as a layman, a fan sitting on the outside, lots of times you will see or you'll hear things that you never have considered. That happened quite a bit when Ryan Grant was on our watch party a couple years ago. It was great talking to Ryan about the game. I think it was the 49ers Monday night game, Mike's last year. But just one kind of example, a wide receiver splits and how defenses will kind of try to utilize their film work for where the splits are in relation to, like, not even just their splits as far as, like, in relation to the offensive line and where they are with the hash marks and things like that, but also how their feet are, where they have their feet positioned pre-snap, and adding all of that up and trying to figure out from your film study what the route combo might be or what you know, just straight up route the guy's going to run. I mean, that's the level where they're at each and every play. You know, some guys obviously more than others are better at it than others, but man, and that's just one thing. I mean, you talk about offensive line, there's a great breakdown. What was it on Game Rewind? It used to be Game Rewind. Now it's NFL Game Pass. But if you look back at Akeem Hicks talking about, I can't remember who it was, but it was a guard for the Packers. He was saying, I've been watching his film all year, and I knew that when he lined up a certain way with his arm, like his arm in a certain angle and his shoulder up, I knew that it was like a run to the left or he was going to try and shade this way, blah, blah, blah. And Hicks just absolutely wrecks him at the point of attack because he had done the film work and he knew what to look for. Like, those are the things where, yeah, we sit on the outside and we go, oh, it looks like they're press man, or oh, they ran a slant flat or whatever. But like, you're on the field with these guys and you hear them talk about it, it's just on a whole nother plane of existence. It's great, man. It's kid in a candy store time when you watch with NFL players. There's no doubt about that. What else we got? Chris, thanks for the super chat. A little bit of a throwback. You think we got rid of Capers too late? How different would our seasons have been with guys like Dan Quinn or Spags at DC? I mean, I don't know. That's a good question. Although, you know, Spagnuolo has not been bulletproof in his career. Don't forget, he got fired as a defensive coordinator not too long ago before landing in Kansas City. You know, it's like nobody's infallible. But yeah, I do think they probably did hang on to Dom Capers a year or two too long. Mike, I think, was very loyal to a fault when it came to Dom. But I also think that Mike recognized that it wasn't all Dom's fault in the sense of they had a very specific system And if they would be able to just feed that system a few more veterans, probably would have had some better results, especially in the postseason. But he was often hamstrung by using, you know, practice squatters, third, fourth stringers who were then, you know, kicked up to starters. And of course, the biggest, most obvious, glaring example is Ladarius Gunter as your cornerback number one in the NFC Championship game. You know, that's something I don't think would happen under Brian. And I think that was something that frustrated Mike continuously, especially towards the end under Ted. So I do think he was loyal to a fault, but I get why he was kind of like, okay, it's not all Dom's fault here. But yeah, it would have been interesting. But hey, without the path that they went down, we wouldn't be where we are now. 3 years in a row in the NFC Championship game, hopefully. At least 3 years, 2 years with the number one seed. A defensive coordinator who seems to get it. We'll see how the playoffs, you know, play out. But they seem to be heading in the right direction on defense. So, you know, it's like the whole T.J. Watt thing. Everyone still brings up T.J. Watt over Kevin King. Well, if they draft T.J. Watt, who's to say they get the Smiths? Who's to say they get Gary? I'm pretty happy with how things turned out in that regard. And I think, I hope, the same will be said of the defensive coordinator. Timbo Slice, thanks for the super chat. I hope week 18 showed NFL ties need to go. No! See, everyone looks at the tie all wrong, man. It's just like, if you watch Premier League, it's just part of the strategy. Like, you play the game to win, and then if you get down to the end and everyone's pooped and you say, oh, you know what? 40 seconds left. Let's take a knee. Take a tie. Both in the playoffs. Boom. Done. But for whatever reason, you know, the Chargers, Staley wanted to take that timeout because he wanted to get a big guy on the field, and it still didn't help stop the run. I think if he doesn't call a timeout there, the Raiders, you know, hand off, but not probably the same way, and most likely get the stop, and I think they just go the end of regulation, and it's a tie, and both teams get into the playoffs. That's not hard. It's not difficult. You know? I don't know, man. I guess, and maybe it's an American thing. Americans are so anti, you can't have a tie. Well, yeah, you can't play forever either. So, that's just me. I mean, they do in the Premier League all the time. It's not difficult. Dylan, thanks for the super chat. How much influence does a coordinator have on any given position group? Example, Barry on inside backer, or Steno on O-line if he became an OC. I mean, it's going to be a very case-by-case basis. I would think, yes, a little bit, given their path. You know, you mentioned Barry. He has extensive experience coaching backers. So you would think there'd be probably a little bit more hands-on. But at that point, you're in such an advisor. Like, the administrative stuff alone takes up so much of your time. It's not like you have a ton of extra time to just sit in those meetings. It's why you have position coaches, right? But there are slight influences, I would think. But again, down to the personality of the coach, the guys in that room, who the coordinator is, along with the position coach, their relationship, how much he's in that room. I think it's going to be a pretty wide variable. Vex, thanks for the super chat. Given Matt came up under Kyle Shanahan, why do the offensive play calls from Matt seem so different? I don't like the play calls when I watch the 49ers. You don't like the play calls when you watch the 49ers? I do like the play calls when I watch the 49ers. But that's just me. They seem so different because it's a very different kind of amalgamation of the system. They are utilizing a lot of things that weren't really part of the Shanahan playbook, and they were part of what Aaron Rodgers got used to under Mike McCarthy. There's a ton of stuff that they do, especially when they go a lot of the five wide empty stuff that goes all the way back to Mike. You know, so there are plenty of instances where you can point to, and that's what they've talked about, right? The Packers offense. Now they steal stuff from all over. They steal stuff from Shanahan, from McVay, other offenses as well. So it's a real mishmash, but you know, there's a lot more influence of some pure West Coast stuff. So even some Air Coryell in there that isn't prevalent in San Francisco, kind of. And I think the obvious reason here is there's the quarterback, right? You're not going to run the same shit with Garoppolo that you run with Rodgers. You'd be silly to do that. That's why the 49ers lean on that running game so much. It helps their quarterback. I kind of wish the Packers would do a little bit more of that to help their quarterback. But that's just me. Jason, thanks for the super chat. After watching transplants last night, Corey is not allowed to go to any home playoff games for the rest of his life. Joking. As someone pointed out, Jason, I can't sit here and rip on people who believe in the Manning cast curse and then turn around and tell Corey he can't go to a home playoff game because he might be bad luck. Of course, I don't believe any of that. I do like to give him grief about it, though, so I'm going to continue to do so. But I'm pretty sure Corey's going to be going to the playoff games because that's what he does. Jeezy baby, thanks for the super chat. Ties are like kissing your stepsister. If you say so, man, I wouldn't know. Q King, thanks for the super chat. Talk about getting healthy at the best time. Merciless, Smith, Alexander coming back. Let's go. I love it. All right, everybody, I'm going to have to get going. I can't thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day. Again, sorry for my late arrival today. I'll be back at the regular time tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. Eastern. In the meantime, please hit like on this video, subscribe to the channel. Check out Packer Transplants from last night if you missed it. A lot of fun. Always great to talk to Corey about all things green and gold. Thank you, everybody. I hope you have a great day. Tell your friends, tell your family, Cheesehead TV. We are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great day. Go Pack, go.